Hello, everybody. This is Justin Coleman. This is the Master Sales Funnels Podcast. We are on day 5 of 30-day affiliate action. Hopefully, yesterday you were able to calculate how much money that you need to replace your paycheck and get a look at some of the recurring revenue offers that Empire Flippers had in their article. We know why we need recurring revenue in our business to replace that recurring security of a paycheck, and we also have an ultimate why that's ultimately going to drive us through our affiliate marketing business when times get tough, when we start to get bored with it. We have that ultimate why to keep driving us and keep us going. Today we are going to get more into how we find our first affiliate offer. So for me, it started with that need to get my money back for the software that I wanted to use. For you, it might be something completely different. If you don't already have something, then you'll likely be looking at a marketplace. So one of my next big offers that I promoted after Funnelytics was the Noom affiliate program. And that was the weight loss journey that I told you about. Noom contacted us since we had been writing articles about other things for the mom blog. We got a little bit of notoriety, showed up in some rankings, and they reached out to us. Once you start getting seen, you're going to get a lot of reach outs, and we can talk about that later, but you don't necessarily want to take every offer. This seemed like a good fit for my lifestyle. It was a need. I needed to lose some weight, and I really wanted to do that. Once we got on Noom, they were doing their affiliate program through what they call a marketplace. And the marketplace was Impact Radius. And that's basically just the website that facilitates the affiliate program for them, so they don't have to create all the inner workings of how to do the tracking and, you know, distribution of commissions when people make sales. So the company Noom went to Impact Radius to host their affiliate program. We joined Impact Radius to promote the affiliate program that they had, and eventually going on there often enough, checking our sales, I saw that there was a place where I could join the marketplace. Now, if you don't know what an affiliate marketplace is, it's where all the brands that use that particular system are listed. And some are different. So like with Brand Cycle, you apply to Brand Cycle, and then you can promote, once you're accepted, you can promote anything on Brand Cycle. You don't have to apply for individual programs. So that's kind of nice. I'll be sure to post links to all these marketplaces that I'm talking about, and I'll have further reading for you also on the different marketplaces that you can look into a little more depending on what you want to promote. But Impact Radius is a little different. You have to apply for each program individually. They have like a handful of businesses that basically pre-approve you, like it's a credit card or something, but they pre-approve you, and you can just click join and you can start promoting. But for a majority of them on this marketplace, you need to apply. So our strategy has, since we've been accepted to the marketplace, that's a whole different thing you have to be accepted to before you can apply to these businesses. But they divide them into categories once you're accepted, and say you want to do parenting, I think they have a parenting category, or they have like a retail category. You can just browse businesses by category and be able to look at the different offers. Our strategy is to go in and apply for many different things, because you're not going to get accepted for every single one. They have the acceptance rate as a percentage on each business, so you kind of know whether you have a good chance of being accepted, or if you already kind of have to have a presence in order to be accepted. But it's just a good strategy to find several within your niche that you want to try and join. A lot of them aren't recurring, but they are good secondary offers. Hopefully you found a good recurring offer in that article yesterday. But you can also look to see if certain brands have recurring on a marketplace such as Impact. While you are looking for a good program to join, there's three things that you want to be looking for, three main things. I mean, there's a bunch of, you know, details that you can get into, reading the fine print, seeing if you can like bid on keywords that are brand related or not. Most don't allow that. So, I mean, there's fine print stuff like that. But the three main things are you want to A, find a program with recurring revenue. We've already gone over that. You want a high commission rate, and you want a high selling point. So if you find something that has all three of those and it's in your niche, then try and get accepted, try and sign up for it, because that is the trifecta of what we're looking for. If something has a high commission rate but a low selling point, that's, I mean, you can make it work, but it's not great because you get a high percentage of a low dollar amount. If something has a lower commission rate than a higher selling point, that's not necessarily a deal breaker because you get a higher percentage of that higher price. Now, I always try to steer people away from doing like Amazon affiliates because, I mean, Amazon's trying to be cheap. There are more expensive things on Amazon you could try to promote, but if you're trying to promote knickknacks and widgets, it's not really worth it because you sell something for $3 and their percentages are just so low per most categories. So you sell something for $3 and you get, even if it's a 10% commission, I mean, 30 cents is okay and it can add up, but just think of how many people you have to drive in order to get sales, and Amazon is not recurring commission. So look for something that's recurring, high commission rate and high selling point, or some combination of high commission rate and lower selling point, or a higher selling point and lower commission rate, something in there, something that is going to end up generating you enough money when you drive a decent amount of traffic. If the traffic doesn't exist, the amount of traffic doesn't exist that you can send people to an offer to make it worth your while, then it's, you know, don't even go near it. So our homework today is for you to find an affiliate program. I'm going to, like I said, link to different marketplaces and further reading about each marketplace within the show notes, or you can also just Google a website of something you use all the time. So an example I like to use, I'm not a sports or outdoorsy person, but I know a lot of people are. So if you just Google like Cabela's, say you shop at Cabela's all the time and you're there every week and you're their number one customer and you want to promote them, that's great. Just go to their website, scroll all the way down to the footer, and there's usually a section that says affiliate program or join our affiliate program or become a partner, something along those lines. And you click that and it should direct you to their affiliate program to apply. And it's funny because you do that with brands that you love and you end up usually at a marketplace because they need somebody to handle their affiliate program. They don't want to spend the money or the time building out the software to manage that. So you might end up on Impact anyway if you go about it that way. But just find an affiliate program for something you're passionate about from your list of like passions and needs that we came up with, and just start applying and see what you get accepted to. And once you start to get accepted to things, you can start building your home base, your website, and creating content, whether that's videos or blog articles. We'll go over all of those options for promotion later, but right now we just want to start applying and getting accepted to offers to promote. Once you find a good offer and you get accepted, then be sure to create what I call an affiliate marketing program sheet. So we have these in the workbook. We have one for your main offer and several more for your secondary offers. But essentially, you're going to write down what the program is, your goal for the program, such as how much money you want to make per month off of the program. You know, you got to have goals to try and reach, or you don't have any good benchmark to go off of. And be sure to write down the goal date as well. We want to shoot for something, some date. Obviously, that's probably going to move as you start to figure out, you know, how much traffic you're actually getting via your marketing method and how much you're getting in commissions and how much you're building up. But just write down a date that you want to reach your monetary goal for your business. Write down any details about the program, the commission rate, the payment frequency. Payment frequency is a big one, especially when you're starting out, because if you're spending money on your business, it's hard to do that with affiliate marketing in the offset, because it takes a while for things to process. So somebody has to buy your offer, but then the program has usually like a return window. So if somebody returns the product or the service, gets a refund on the service because they weren't satisfied with it, then the program's out the money and they're not going to give you the money if it's within the return window. So usually there's a processing time for any returns that may happen. And then I know with Noom, it was like we had a month for possible return time, and then there was like another month where they needed to process it, and then they paid you the next month. So we would sell something and we wouldn't see commission dollars until like 3 months later. So that was really hard in the offset. It ended up being a good chunk of money coming in, but it was 3 months later. So write down the payment frequency as well. Any keywords or key phrases related to the product or service, be sure to jot those down as well. And any ideas that come off the top of your head for content that you can create. Obviously, there's going to be like the main review that you write of the product, but we're also going to get in later episodes of our 30-day affiliate action, talk about other types of content that you can create for your affiliate offer. So be sure to write down all of that. There are some other things that we can write down, such as offer stack, like what pieces you want to create that will be helpful to people that go along with your affiliate offer that you're selling. But we'll also get into that later. But you'll see those if you have the workbook. You'll see those in the workbook. So don't worry about other sections right now. Just get the basics down so you know exactly what you're promoting and the specifics of what you're going to get once you make a sale. Again, brownie points for sharing the podcast or rating the podcast. I'd really like to reach as many people as possible with this message. And again, would love to hear your feedback on how this is going for you, any struggles that you have. So rating would be great and sharing would be greater. The show notes for today's episode are going to be at mastersalesfunnels.com/50. I'm going to have the links, like I promised, to the affiliate marketplaces there, as well as other affiliate programs that I use that I think are good programs to be a part of. If you haven't joined the community yet, be sure to at affiliateaction30.com. That's affiliateaction30.com. You can join the community, ask questions in the forum, join other like-minded people that are doing this 30-day challenge with you, alongside you, and have been listening to this podcast as well. So a lot of good stuff going to be going on there. Get a free copy of the workbook. And be sure to tune in tomorrow when we turn our attention on how to lead people to our affiliate offers. Until then, be sure to earn extra, take control, and help more. Let's keep tackling affiliate marketing. See you tomorrow.